is deaf.
Okay. And if I've been working out in the sun, I might come in and take off my shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweat.
What do you call a place that you might get on your skin somewhere that's red, it's very sensitive, and has this white stuff you have to mash out?
Pus.
Yeah, that's what you call the stuff inside.
Yes.
What do you call the place itself? You have a what on your arm?
Sore.
Okay.
Or you have an infection or something.
Do you know the words rising or boiling?
Rising, yes.
Do you ever use boil for that?
What?
Bald,
yes. Yes, bald. He has a ball in his arm, yes.
Okay. The verb swell, you might say that the beast stung your hand and your hand did what?
Swell. It's
swell. Let's take it out.
You think I nailed that one.
The beast stung me. My hand
has swole.
Okay. My hand has a lot.
Swollen.
Okay. You can almost see it.
Swelling.
Okay. Or it's going to
swell.
Talk about a blister. What do you call that fluid inside a blister? Sometimes you have to pop it, you know, so it's running out.
You might say the water, you might say the pus.
Okay. Alright, if a man gets shot, the place where he's shot, you say he has a med. Yes, with this W.
Wound.
Sure. Do you know an expression that we do in describing flesh around the wound that does not heal properly? It has to be burned out with powder or something like that. It's kind of a quite granular substance.
Would you pull on it, you mean? With the substance you pull on it?
No, the flesh itself. Do you know the phrase proud flesh?
Proud? No, I'm not familiar with that term.
Could you say it for me?
Proud flesh?
Yeah. Okay.
Proud flesh.
And something that you might put on a cut to prevent infection, that might be medicine.
Is the medication you put on the flesh? Peroxide.
Okay, this might be a bit old-fashioned, but, you know, it was kept in a bottle with skull and crossbones, a dark brown fluid.
Thalia? Urocone?
The letter I.
Iodine?
Yeah, okay. Do you still find that in medicine chests nowadays?
Yes, I'm assuming you do. Are there kids around?
Okay.
I don't have any, of course, but I never use anything like that.
All right. What do you call a white, bitter-tasting powder that was given for malaria?
A white, bitter powder was given for malaria. Is that soda?
No, this begins with a Q.
Quinine.
Okay. And talking about a patient who has a terminal illness, you might say that the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Do you know any, what would you say? What have you heard people say if they didn't want to come out and say that, I'm sorry to hear that your husband died?
Passed.
Okay. Do you know any joking ways of putting that?
Kicked a bucket.
Yeah, okay. And speaking of so-and-so who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody yet knows what he
died from?
Okay. And the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
And the box that a person is buried in?
The box in which he's buried in? Vault.
Okay. Any other word? I'm referring to the